Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Stuart Smythe, a professor in the Department of Agricultural and Resource Economics at the University of Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Smythe.
My pleasure, Bruce. Thank you for the invitation.
You were part of the team that conducted an impact assessment and issued a report entitled From Research to Results, Measuring the Impact of Pork Research in Canada. First of all, a little background. What prompted that assessment? What was evaluated and why?
So we did this report for Swine Innovation Pork, which is the national organization that is involved in the Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada cluster funding networks. And so they received money through AAFC between 2010 and 2023. And as part of the current five-year funding program from 2024 to the end of 2028, a requirement from AAFC is that each of the clusters has to do an economic impact assessment at the midpoint. And so this is what it was part of the funding requirements. And so SIP contracted with myself, Peter Phillips, and David Castle as Valgen Group to undertake this assessment. And so we looked at that, 14-year period from 2010 to 2023. We found that, approximately $50 million had been invested in swine research, really right across the country. It generated about $225 million in economic benefits, which correlates to about a 30% return on investment.
In terms of research funded through Swine Innovation Pork, in partnership with industry and government, who typically actually does that work, through what research institutions, and how is that work coordinated?
So SIP receives projects, proposals. They will fund those, and those proposals then are a collaboration between universities. So as an example, the Veterinary Infectious Disease Organization at the University of Saskatchewan has been involved, University of Alberta, and also the Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada Research Center, so Sherbrooke in Quebec and Lacombe in Alberta. Overall, we identified 74 different institutions, research institutions that have been involved in projects over this 14-year period. The only province that's not represented is British Columbia and Newfoundland, but the rest of the provinces have all got a research capacity through, either an Ag Canada station or a university or other research institution in their province.
How important is this collaboration and why? And what are the key benefits of this type of coordinated approach to research?
So I think one of the most important aspects of this, Bruce, is that it helps to reduce the opportunity of overlap or duplication of research. So this is a very open and transparent process. So it's readily easy to identify who's involved in doing what specific components of a larger project. And that way, I think it creates some synergies because at times companies, in the private sector will say, we've identified this as an issue, or one provincial farm sector says, hey, we've got a challenge with this issue. And so it creates that opportunity for them to reach out to existing researchers involved in this, and it can generate then additional research projects down the road.
In January, as part of a broader federal mandate to reduce the size of the public service, Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada announced the imminent closure of the Lacombe Research and Development Center. What concern has that raised, and among what portions of the agriculture sector?
Yeah, to me, it's a concern because really, Canada relies on Lacombe and Sherbrooke, Quebec, for the vast majority of the research funded within the federal government. And by saying, okay, we're going to transition away all of the swine research away from Lacombe and shut that research center down. We'll pull all of the synergies together and focus on just doing swine research in Sherbrooke, Quebec. So I see this as increasing the risk probability of swine research in Canada. If it's all concentrated in one facility, in one location, you know, if there was a disease outbreak or, you know, a fire that breaks out and destroys a significant chunk of the facility, then Canada's overall swine research is going to be really adversely impacted because it's going to essentially shut that one facility down for, you know, a period of months or, you know, in the worst case, a number of years. And so as one of the most competitive swine producers on the planet, Canada needs to have that continual ongoing research process, and an adverse event like a disease or a fire would really decommission Canada's only remaining swine research facility for an untold period of time, which then jeopardizes the competitiveness of all of the swine producers in Canada.
How involved has the Lacombe Research and Development Center been in swine sector research and in SIP-directed research?
So there's certainly, you know, there's fewer research centers in the West. So we have Calgary, University of Calgary, University of Alberta, Lethbridge, University of Saskatchewan, University of Manitoba, and the Prairie Swine Center in Saskatchewan. So when we've only got six research centers, taking one of those away represents, you know, 1/6 of the research contribution coming from the Lacombe station. And they have certainly been involved in projects going back over that 14-year period that we looked at. And so they've made contributions to successful research in terms of improving animal welfare or increasing the nutritional content of pork or increasing the herd health side of things. So they're certainly making an important contribution. I think over the coming years, that gap or that loss of research contribution is going to be quickly recognized throughout the pork research sector in Western Canada.
How invested are pork producers in these decisions, and what do they need to be aware of and potentially considering moving forward?
So pork producers invest about $1 compared to the $8 in benefits that are generated. So one of the opportunities, I think, that as the discussions will start this summer for the next five-year funding agreement involving Agriculture Canada, so there may be an opportunity to restore some of that funding from AAFC to say, well, look, as farm organizations, we're putting in, our research shows that on average, each pork producer invests about $80 per year in research. And so it would receive then a ratio of about 8-1 on that. So they'd receive, you know, $640 based on that $80 investment. So if the pork producers and their organization said, okay, well, we would be willing to increase our investment by, you know, X percent, could Ag Canada consider restoring that funding that allows that Lacombe station to stay open, as an example, or some other list of negotiations that the pork sector views as important, to say, we're willing to put our money on the table to make a stronger investment. Now, what will Agriculture Canada do to complement the fact that the producers are stepping up, becoming increasingly involved? How can that be matched by Ag Canada? So I think there's an opportunity there.
What's at stake for consumers, the the Canadian public, taxpayers?
The big thing, Bruce, is that especially in the agriculture sector, Canadian farmers are among the most competitive producers in the world. And so the advantage for us as consumers is that helps to ensure that, you know, there's stability in our food prices, that we're not seeing dramatic price increases due to reduced supply, that we've got, you know, safe, nutritious, continuous supply to help stabilize those prices. But if we start to reduce our research capacity, that's going to be reflected in slower rates of innovation, which means that it's going to take farmers longer to get access to new products, new ways of doing things, which is going to decrease their competitiveness, resulting in less production. And that will then translate into higher food prices for pork products for all Canadians. So it's really important to ensure that Canadian pork producers are as competitive as possible. That requires a consistent, if not increasing, amount of research funding. That the cost of research is always increasing. And so then that spills over and provides benefits to all 40 million Canadians.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think with the discussions between AFC and the producer groups scheduled to start this summer and be concluded by the summer of 2028, you know, I think the opportunity is great to try and push the federal government to say, look, there's been a retreating over the last 10 or 20 years of less public sector funding going into agricultural research in Canada. And so we're seeing that reflected in higher food prices, a decline in agricultural productivity. And because so much of the research in Canada is publicly funded, to reverse these trends, we need a commitment from the federal government to step forward. So I think, you know, that would really be the message to say is, you know, what are producer groups willing to consider to put on the table for the next five-year framework? And can they secure some additional partnership, particularly on the financial investment side of things, to keep Canadian agriculture at the high level of global competitiveness that it's currently at?
Thank you very much.
Good. Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Stuart Smythe, a professor in the Department of Agricultural and Resource Economics at the University of Saskatchewan. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.